aspiring leaders, current leaders, and anyone who wishes to increase their leadership skills and improve their career. My name is Gary Davison, and I am the poobah of the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Each week, we'll do a deep dive into the skills and elements of skill set development to help you reach greater heights and to help you grow those leaders around you. What can you expect from the Lodge of Leaders podcast? It's simple. My name is Gary Davison, and I am a leader with 25 years of leadership experience. In that time, I've grown in excess of 20 leaders to executive level positions in the field of education. I've been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, university faculty member, a board member on many charities, in addition to the roles I've held outside of the field of education. These all give me a very unique perspective that I can bring to helping to grow you and the leaders around you. After you embrace the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the systems that I've put into place, it's my belief that you will see your own leadership skills improve and thus your career will prosper. You can expect to grow, and you can expect to grow those around you if you put the work into your skill set and you're honest with your feedback. Remember, friction makes for growth, and we will grow. Welcome back, Lodge members. Here we are to Principal Mentor Series number 70. We're going to talk today about coachability and readiness for leadership development. Guys, I've been known to say that coachability creates opportunity, so be coachable. When selecting aspiring leaders to pour our efforts into, I like to use a tool to assess their coachability. Also, it's a great place to start with conversations and develop areas for growth. Guys, I like to be very upfront and obvious with people. I tell them, what their areas are of growth that they need and things like that. But where do I get some of those areas? Well, I've developed a survey, a coachability survey, and it's got, 25 different areas to score. You go through and take it. Just a few of the sample items are you assess yourself 1 to 5. I will follow through on the advice given to me, and 5 means every single time, and 1 means never. So it's a sliding scale. Another thing is coaching is a priority for me. Coaching is an investment in my future. I refuse to blame others for my failures. Work ethic is not an issue for me. Guys, that's just a sample of the readiness survey that I like to use with others. And here's the thing. Sometimes I don't sit right down and hand it to them and say, okay, what do you have on this? What I like to do is I like to use those as topics for my conversations with them. And then I can see how much they're willing to tell me about themselves, I can talk to them about, different pieces of advice that's been given to them in their past. Does that match up with what they've told me? People are always going to score themselves lower than they truly are. So I find it's interesting to kind of dig and find that information on my own. What I also like to do is I like to take the survey after with new aspiring leaders. I'm looking at growing those people. I take it and then I debrief it with them. I like to talk about what are the desirable abilities, what are those attributes. And then as someone is developing along the way, I do like a little sample interview with them, just a very, very brief mock interview. And so as we're talking about desirable abilities, I'll just say, okay, leadership lesson, let's talk about if you're in an interview and this comes up, how would you address that? So that's the constant that's always happening. I have a list of factors that I call them readiness factors. These are the readiness factors for me. This is what I look for in a leader. You as a leader will develop a tool. You can use my tool. I'll certainly post it on my website. And then you develop your factors. What are the factors that you look for in determining that readiness for a leader? Here's what I use. Number one, they've got to know about preparation. They've got to be prepared at all times. Think about Not running into a meeting, but am I prepared for the meeting? Am I prepared for all the options, all the other aspects that I need to know about? Two, there's a selection process. We're going to talk about this in my next podcast when I go over what is my interview protocol. But if it's an identifying person, you know, how do you do that? So have a process for that. Number three, what do I look for in a readiness of someone is their willingness to learn. Are they eager to learn? Do they look at every failure as an opportunity to learn, or do they become distressed by it? Are they humble? I think that's really important. People do not want to follow people that take credit from them. In today's world, especially our younger workforce, they really want to make sure that they're partners in the success, not that they're eagerly just giving away that. Topic number five that I look for in readiness is, are they an able communicator? Really, I need someone who's more than able. I need them to be a very on the verge of sophisticated communicator. To me, communication is so important in leadership. You can know the leadership, you can do all, but if you can't communicate and build a bond between the person that you're talking with and yourself, I don't think you're going to be nearly as effective. Number six, I need you to be smart, be able to solve problems, be that person who can get out of a box, who can get out of a puzzle, who can, you know, be that guy who can be that person. Number seven, I need you to be able to be okay in the gray. I particularly like to deal in the middle of grayness, not black, not white, but what is that difficult answer going to be? How are we going to make that solution work? Number nine, they've got to be more than an able collaborator. That's very important. On any of my teams, we have 10, 11 people on our team. Each person at the table, no matter what their role is, has an equal share of the pie. And that's how we carry it. And you've got to be able to be a collaborator no matter what your level is. I also finally need my aspiring leaders to be confident and not cocky. I want them to be able to walk into a room, command the room, but they are not going to demand the room.
This podcast, The Lodge of Leaders, is sponsored exclusively by Greater Development, LLC. At Greater Development, they will develop, grow, and skillfully hone your leadership skill set. Let's face it, even Hall of Fame athletes, the greatest in their respective fields, have private coaches. Aren't your skills as important? Don't you want to be more effective and a fulfilled leader? They can help you. You can contact them at www.greaterdevelopmentllc.com. Let them help you reach your excellence.
Lodge members, thanks for listening today to the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Before we go, I have a request. If you like today's episode, please add a review of the Lodge of Leaders podcast on either Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you've been listening. You can join the Lodge by going to drgarydavison.com and leaving me a comment, or simply going to questions@lodgeofleaderspodcast.com. All of the questions and comments will be part of upcoming episodes. Until we meet again, please remember that experience is not the best teacher. Feedback is.